And all their breads that they made, and their little thin pancakes. They made real thin pancakes, and then they put jelly in them and rolled them up in a roll, like a jelly roll. And they were pretty strict with the kids. The kids were really well behaved. They weren't, you know, they didn't have to holler at them or anything. They'd just say, okay, this is something that you can't do, and that's it, and that was it. And the men, of course, like I said, they were trappers and fish. They fished they also had dog teams that they used for all their work and their trapping and everything. And I wasn't around men much, but I really enjoyed being around the women, because just seeing the different things that, you know, their different culture, their different foods, and the way they knit and sew and stuff like that. I really enjoyed that. And they were the closest neighbors that we had. They were the only neighbors that we had, because there was no other people outside of Franzi and Bill Straub. They lived down at 28 Mile, but we never did see them. And they would go outside in the wintertime, I think, for a while, but we never saw them. And the next neighbors down were at 14 Mile. And we only saw those people once or twice in the summertime when we would go down.
Who was that?
And I can't remember what their name were. There was just a young couple, and they built that cabin at 14 Mile.
Right against the bluff there?
Uh-huh. I can't remember what their name.
They had a little boy.
Yeah, they did. After they were there for several years, and they finally had a little boy, and then they moved to, I don't know, Homer or someplace. I think they separated. But they were really... I can't remember what their names were. I think his name was Steve. But I can't remember what her name was.